This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
We're in our second of a series on what we call DV 101, the basics of domestic violence. And last week we talked a little bit about the cycle of domestic violence, where there's this tension phase that's kind of a lot of negative energy and blaming, shaming. There's a second phase where there's an eruption or outbreak of violence. And then there's what happens is there's a honeymoon period that comes, and the abuser tries to win his victim back again. And we want to talk a little bit this week, I guess, about how people get into the situation. What are some of the warning signs that you should look for?
Right. In the beginning, with any relationship, for the first 3 months, with any of us, they say our brains, if you put us under a CAT scan, would look like we're manic, because our brain chemistry is just so flooded with different types of chemicals, and we can't really see straight. We are looking through rose-colored glasses.
It's a psychological phenomenon in a new relationship. You tend to see people as you want them to be rather than what they really are.
Right. And as we've discussed before, David, it takes a good solid year for people to go through the cycles of who they really are.
We have a problem, because during this whirlwind initial phase of a relationship with an abuser, he's trying to pressure that victim into a quick commitment.
Yes.
And violence has taken place yet.
Right. And when you're in the middle of it, and until you get pretty savvy about looking for the signs, that can be very compelling. You know, oh, he must really love me. He wants to commit within 3 weeks or 2 months of knowing
me.
And when you look back on it, you realize he was calling you maybe 15, 20 times a day, checking in on you, what are you doing? Can be very possessive during that time period.
Right. The woman thinks it's neat because he's paying all this attention to her, but really he's trying to check up on her. All these phone calls are checking up. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? That sort of thing.
Right, right. And during that time period, you're falling in love, and you can't really see it. I've had people talk about that their partner, who was like this, so wonderful in the early months, would actually start picking out their clothes for them, go shopping with them, have to approve of what they're wearing. We had someone who, they even picked out the wedding dress. She didn't have a say-so in that. Planned everything about the wedding, picked out the china. And that's not to say that a man shouldn't be involved in that, but if someone is totally taking control like that, it's something to think about.
That's right. And just a sign of things to come, and usually the victimization part of it doesn't really surface until after you've moved in, after you've gotten married, made some kind of a commitment to this person.
Yeah. Sometimes it happens on the honeymoon itself.
Right.
We hear that time and time again. Right after somebody said that he jerked her by the arm at the reception and said, come on, we're getting out of here, and that's when the violence began.
And it's oftentimes a woman doesn't really realize what's happening. And a lot of this, you know, you ask why this happens sometimes, and it's not always because of how you were raised, but if you were raised in an abusive situation as a woman, you tend to think that that's normal, and because you've seen your father do it to your mother.
Right.
And
the little girls grow up to be victims, and the boys grow up to be the abusers. And so there are underlying reasons why people grow up to fall into this pattern of power and control. The sad thing is, once you're in the middle of it with an adult who is treating you this way, it's hard to look back on things and say, well, how did this happen? You know, how did this start?
And we'll be talking more about this in weeks to come. But if you see any of these warning signs, you know, take it to heart and really just give it time, I guess, is a quick thing. You don't have to make a quick commitment. You don't have to jump into a long-term commitment after just a few weeks. You know, wait a while till you're really sure that this is the right thing to do. And if it is right, you know, it'll all work out in the long run. But in the meantime, let's give them some phone numbers in case they want to call and talk to us.
In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
In Mitchell County, our 24-hour hotline is 765-4044. Thank you for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.